as we are given the privilege this evening of spending some time, a little bit more than usual, since we have holy hour after Mass, with our Lord, in adoring Him in the most holy, most blessed sacrament of the altar, it is a little bit more time that we have not only to adore Him and to petition Him for all our needs and for the needs of our church, that is, the whole church throughout the world, of this shrine and parish, of our own selves, of our families and friends, but also it is time for reparation. Indeed, the Mass of today was offered by someone in reparation for sin. And so we too must remember that since all of us have sinned at one time or another, in one place or another, we also need to make reparation while we are alive, while we can merit. Once we die, we cannot merit. Nothing can change. It is once and for all, definitive. And so we have these beautiful readings from St. Jeremiah's telling us to live and act well according to God's law, according to His mercy and His charity. And then in the Gospel we have this episode which we recently visited concerning the mother-in-law of Simon Peter, the first pope. And of course, his wife, most likely, according to most who study the scriptures and the culture of that era, was most likely dead. She's not mentioned. They just mention, without a name, the mother-in-law. And she is dying of a fever. And our Lord just simply puts his hand on her and says, "Get up." And she does. And so we need to pray also for many who are in need of healing, perhaps we ourselves. And of course, He can. He is the only one who can. In addition to all this, today in this rite, we celebrate the feast of the patron saint of theologians, St. Thomas Aquinas, who graces our church, who graces our altar, and I will bless everyone at the end of the holy hour with a first-class relic of St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest theologian of the Church, who died on his way to the Council of Lyon that he had been asked to head by the Holy Father in 1270. And, of course, his body, his relics, are buried in a beautiful church of St. Dominic in Bologna. And there today, I'm sure many, many people went to pay him homage. In addition, of course, he is a patron saint of theologians and of philosophers, as I said, and his teachings are among the highest of all the teachings of any theologian or bishop or father of the church in the whole history of our church. And so we give thanks to God for the many blessings given to him. St. Thomas, and of course we have the Guild of the Angels and of St. Thomas, to which almost all the acolytes belong and some of the parishioners, we commend ourselves to his purity. He, when he was a young man, he was a student at the preparatory school of Monte Cassino, the place founded by St. Benedict, and everyone thought, including his father, he was the son of the Count of Aquino, not far from Monte Cassino. And the father always thought, well, he will be an abbot of Monte Cassino, because the abbot is always a bishop, and it is a very prestigious post in the church, even then. Not so much now, because under the present regime, things that are that wonderful and that holy are not very important. And so St. Thomas could have been the abbot of Monte Cassino. He could have had all kinds of privileges, but he chose something else. He chose to follow St. Dominic de Guzman and become a mendicant friar. The new order, the Franciscans and the Dominicans, were mendicants. That means that they begged for their livelihood. And it comes, that word comes from the word in Latin, mendicare, which means to beg for. And so he was one of those. And the father wouldn't have any of it. So his brothers kidnapped him and locked him up in their castle in Aquino. And then in addition, to make sure that he would not commit himself to a life of penance and sacrifice, of chastity and obedience and poverty, they hired a woman of ill repute who came into his cell. They pushed her in, and St. Thomas Aquinas at that point took the poker from the fireplace and chased her out. In addition, his brethren had come to fetch him, and he was able to get down from the window, from the tower, into their hands through, with a cloth or a rope that somehow or other they made come to him. And that was the beginning of his Dominican vocation. And so today we beg also for all those who belong to the Guild of St. Thomas Aquinas and the fighting, the warfare of the angels for holy purity, which is necessary to enter heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.